Today's mailbag comes to us from Katie. Dear Lisa, I ordered the Sunday basket. I have watched all of the videos and listened to some of the podcasts that you get just for purchasing the Sunday basket, and it has really helped me to begin on my huge paper pile. I sorted through my papers and I have made an important phone call about a medical bill. I have just found out that the $3,080 bill was finally paid in full. Now I owe zero. Paying for the Sunday basket actually made me money, and the amount of relief that I feel about this bill is unquantifiable. Lisa for the win. Thank you, Lisa. I feel so overwhelmed at projects or tasks that are large or unenjoyable, but I just sit and listen to your podcast and your peppy voice, and it makes everything seem fun and help me to get started.
Do you have an Organized 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organize365 and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organize 365.
Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Well, I am super excited to start this next series in the podcast. I think you guys are all going to love it. I'm going to be bringing on a couple of our team members to have conversations with me as we are in the messy middle from what was and what will be inside of Organize 365. Now, I want to let you know, I'm gonna put your minds at ease. Any product you have in Organize 365, you're still going to have it come January 1st, 2022. We are not raising our prices on any of our programs. You're not missing out. It's not going to become more expensive. But we are doing a little bit of rearranging. In the podcast last week, I mentioned that we have created our own communities app, and we are going to be moving most of our communities off of Facebook and onto our own private app. I recorded that podcast, and we were well underway in doing this before Facebook went down for 6 hours straight. And when it did, we all looked at each other and said, good timing. This is really good timing on this. So we are making those changes. Additionally, this fall, we stopped selling the 100-day program a la carte, and that is now part of the all-access complete home and paper organization program, which we will talk about next week. But this week, I want to really talk about the Sunday basket. So this week, we're going to talk about the Sunday basket. Next week, we'll talk about the all-access home organization program. The week after, we'll talk everything workboxes. And then after that, we will let you know when the new app is going to be available, how that will work, and what will be inside of there. Along the way this summer, I got to meet so many of you as I traveled to 11 different cities. And I can't believe it, but we made it through the whole summer. I was able to hug every single person. It was like I got to go in a perfect window of time to meet you outside of the Cincinnati area. And I got to spend, you know, a couple of minutes with each of you hearing about how you found Organize 365, what your journey has been like, where you live. And I took a lot of that information and started thinking about how can we make these programs even better. Emily Kelly, who is our director of customer success, then took the end of August after I got back from the book tour and started getting ready to be a grandma to Grayson. And she started getting on the phone and calling over 1,000 of you. And she was asking, you know, how is the Sunday basket working for you? Where are you getting stuck in the 100 days? You know, what are the questions I can answer for you before you decide to go ahead and go in all access? And she learned a lot as well in those phone calls. And we would get together at night on the phone and she would say, okay, here are questions that people have. Can you please go say those inside of an Instagram story? Or how would if we record a podcast? We were talking and I said, yeah, let's record a podcast together. And let's just go through all of these questions that you and I are getting in person all the time about the Sunday basket, the All Access home organization program, the work boxes. And now you guys, I'm sure, have plenty of questions for the app. So in this podcast and the next one, I'm inviting our Director of Customer Success, Emily Kelly. Hi.
Hi.
So we have been having fun. We want to start by saying we are recording this podcast and it will come out in the month of October. Organize 365 is all about no tricks and only treats. You should not listen with, oh my gosh, what are they changing? What are they doing? No, come on, you guys. I always give you more, deliver more. Everything has lifetime access. You're not going to lose anything. Let's just all take a deep breath. And some of these programs, like the Sunday Basket, is literally 20 years old. It's been in physical form for a long time. We're about to celebrate our 10th anniversary as a company. Like every once in a while, you have to do a little bit of reorganization, decluttering. That's what we're doing here in Organize 365. We know that change is only fun if you're the one making the change. If you're not the one making the change, it is nerve-wracking. And in some of the conversations you and I had, Emily, we really talked about how people have been traumatized by not being in control of the change in the last year and a half, and we do not want to add any extra stress to that. So we want to be really transparent and really talk through everything that we have learned in the last 4 months talking to you on the phone or in person.
Amen, sister. Amen.
Yeah. So I'm just going to dive right in here. Emily, in this first podcast, we're going to talk just about the Sunday Basket, the complete Sunday Basket system. What are the top 10 questions that you got asked when you started making these phone calls?
Well, the awesome part about making these phone calls is that I have talked to people who had just found you a week before I called and had no idea what a Sunday Basket was, but they're ready to get organized. And people who have known you from the very beginning and have purchased everything all along the way. So it was really neat and just so enjoying getting to know each person and their goals and their obstacles and what they understand and know about our brand and our products and what they're confused by. And so just kind of compiled a quick list of questions that I get very regularly. So the first one being, you know, I just found Lisa. I want to get my paper organized. What do I need? What is a Sunday Basket?
Yeah. So poor Erin started here this summer in social media and she's listening to the 8 podcasts of the Lisa Glossary because I've created all these words that don't exist in the universe to explain how we're feeling at home in getting everything organized and living a more proactive, productive life. And one of those things is Sunday Basket. Like you would not know what the Sunday Basket is unless you know Organize 365 because I literally created it in my head. So essentially a Sunday Basket is a basket that you go through on Sunday. It's a place to hold all of your ideas, your actionable to-dos, your kitchen counter papers, your mail, and it's a cadence to check those items and prioritize them for maximized efficiency throughout the week. We lovingly now refer to it as our brain in a box. And the more that people use a Sunday Basket and start to write down every thought they have on a piece of paper, whether it's a to-do or an idea or a reminder or just something funny they want to tell somebody, we have emptied out our brains into this box, which allows our brain to then be used for higher level thinking, problem solving, or just a nap or to read a story and not have your brain interrupt what you are doing. And along the way, what I realized recently is we've been jokingly calling it your brain in a box. The Sunday Basket actually externalizes the executive functioning part of your brain. And that's why many people find success with it, but especially those that have been diagnosed with ADHD.
100%. And I do get a lot of people who are having success with the Sunday Basket say, oh my gosh, it has helped me so much to get those things off my brain and help me be more fully present in the moment that I'm in. Mm-hmm. So that's a great overall, here's the goal of the Sunday Basket and what it's going to help you achieve. When I order the Sunday, I say, okay, you know what? I'm ready. I want to get my paper organized. Sounds like the Sunday Basket is the answer to that. When I order the Sunday Basket, what am I getting?
Yes. So again, remember, I created this program. So it's not like something you're going to find on Amazon or anywhere else. I'm an educator at heart. I have a degree in early childhood and elementary education. I've taught everything from four-year-old preschool through middle school math. I like to say they're kind of the same thing. And as an educator, I ended up in Montessori Middle School with individualized lesson plans, and I was teaching algebra to 14 different students at 14 different paces. And I would pace the lesson with each student, and I would start to move faster and slower depending on where each student would get stuck in learning the algebraic skills because they built on each other. Additionally, as a Montessori teacher, we literally could take A squared plus B squared equals C squared and model it in tactile cubes on the floor. And you could literally see in physical three-dimensional reality what that algebraic equation looked like in physical form. And I understand that, you know, we could do a lot of things in our brains. Our brains are amazing, but we all learn different ways. And I personally learn best by somebody showing me how to do something. I love if things are color coded. I love a system to use. I know a lot of people learn better if they get to do things in small groups. So the Sunday basket includes everything that it would take for any learner that I would have had in school to learn the same system. So practically, what do you get in the mail? You get a really fun box. It's a fun unboxing experience. And you get a collapsible box, which we call a Sunday basket. It comes in currently 10, but will be 8 different colors. The pink and the light blue are being discontinued. So you'll have 8 color options when you get to 2022. You get to pick that color. And then inside are 2 sets of slash pockets. And slash pockets are plastic binder inserts that have tabs, but we don't put them in binders. We put them in this foldable box. And we have them in rainbow colors. And then we have them where they're all the same color. So 5 tabs that are all pink and 5 tabs that are all purple and 5 that are all green and 5 that are all blue. And those each mean something. And I had taught the Sunday basket before. I self-manufactured all the pieces that went with the Sunday basket. And I never really got to the point where people could just get started and maintain the Sunday basket without having uniform supplies. So everyone has the same supplies. That's what comes to you in the mail. And then there's a spiral bound booklet that has printed out copies of printables that you can download out of your dashboard, as well as step-by-step instructions for getting started. So that leads me to, there's a dashboard. So inside of our website, there's a dashboard where you can go and watch videos about how to set up your basket and get started on your own and download any extra copies you want of those printables. And then inside of our community's app, there is a Sunday Basket Club. And the Sunday Basket Club is where you can go on Sunday and you can do your Sunday basket with another certified organizer for 90 minutes. It's every single Sunday. You can also watch it on replay. You can watch it on demand. And then there are a lot of questions that get thrown in there. We have a whole certification program where certified organizers will answer your questions and they'll start conversations inside of that group, keeping you going on this new habit that you're really focusing on and doing on Sunday. Collecting all of your ideas, your actionable to-dos during the week inside of this box. And then on Sunday, taking about 90 minutes to empty it out, process through everything that's come in, and make a plan for the week.
Awesome. So just want to back up 1 second and share a couple things about what you just shared. One, I do get quite a few people who say they have ADD or ADHD or family members stand in their way or life happened or whatever between when they make that purchase of the Sunday basket and when the actual basket arrives in the mail. And because of that, they end up getting a little delayed and getting, you know, launched with their Sunday basket. So if that's you, if you place the order today, what I suggest and what I tell people if they're considering purchasing the basket is once you've placed the order, within 24 hours, you're going to get access to your dashboard. So in order to keep yourself buoyed and motivated, make sure that once you get that email that has the tracking information about when you're going to be receiving your basket, it also says in there, double check your junk if you haven't already gotten an email that gives you the login credentials to get onto your dashboard that you mentioned, Lisa. And when you get onto that dashboard, it is chock full of all kinds of great resources. And at the top, it's how to assemble your basket, which you won't need until that basket actually arrives in the mail, the 1.0 video course, the 2.0 video course, and then a link to join the Sunday Basket Club. So whether you are someone who's going to need a little help staying motivated, or you're that go-getter that says, I ordered it, I'm ready to get started, go on the dashboard and get started. You obviously can't assemble your basket till you have it, but you can watch the 1.0. You can start making labels or a list of labels of what you're going to have for your 1.0 and your 1.0 is all the same for everybody. What is going to be your 2.0 slash pocket? So you're ready when that basket comes and you've kind of given yourself a little bit of a head start. Then there are printables that you can access on the dashboard that help you organize your 2.0 slash pockets and things like that. And then there's a private podcast there too. The Sunday Basket used to have its own podcast on iTunes, and it basically told how to make your own Sunday basket. So we pulled that into the dashboard so that it's just for you. If you've purchased a Sunday basket, it kind of brings it all back down slower for you also. So if you have one of those things that makes it a little slower for you to pick up on that once you've ordered, go and listen to the Sunday Basket podcast. Listen to one episode a day until your basket arrives. And that will really help. So that's one thing I wanted to share. And then also on that note about making your own basket, I will say I have a lot of people that share with me, you know what, Emily, I just made my own basket. And I'm like, that's okay. But a lot of people say, you know what, I made my own basket. And then eventually I invested in the Organized 365 one. And what a difference. I didn't realize how much I was missing by not having the actual system. And one of the main things that they really enjoy that doesn't happen if you make your own is that Facebook Sunday Basket Club that's going to be moved over to this community's app so that everyone and anyone can access it. Because that accountability every week, even if you're watching the replay on Tuesday at 8 o'clock, because that's your Sunday basket time, is hugely helpful. So just wanted to mention that. They go through, you know, those oddball things. I had someone today who said she breeds dogs and she wants to keep this information about if she's going to be breeding that dog again. That would be a 2.0 slash pocket for her. And the certified organizers would be able to help you know, what color should that be? You know, what should I do with this information, those oddball things that you have? So you're not alone. I hear that all the time. Well, but I feel so alone. And we make sure that with this product and with a lot of our products and programs, you don't feel alone. You're not doing the Sunday basket by yourself on Sundays. You're doing it with a family of people that are also doing it with you. Whether you're doing it on Sunday at 5 o'clock or Tuesday at 8 o'clock watching that replay, you don't feel like you're a lone ranger. Something you wanted to add?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I mean, the Sunday basket is not inexpensive. It's $97 for this box. And if you're saying, well, I could go to Michael's and I could get a really nice basket and I could go to Staples and I could get some slash pockets and I could do this myself for $47 instead of $97, you absolutely can. Mm-hmm. But it is a lifetime program. Like, I don't know of anyone else who provides a community for a lifetime. Like, we've been running this community for over 4 years, which means one $97 purchase, like, and you could get a 90-minute class every single week, plus a community and professional organizers who are answering your questions. And we're always adding things. We're always adding more printables. We're always adding more things, and you get more and more things because that's how I like to do it as a teacher. I want you to buy into the transformation that you want to achieve. And then I, as a teacher, will continue to provide more ways for that learning to become a habit for you. So it's just part of your everyday life. And you can't imagine what it was like before you even did a Sunday basket. So yeah, it is, there is a cost to it. I think that the what we provide far exceeds the cost of the actual physical basket.
Absolutely. And you know me, I'm motivated by social things, you know? So the coronavirus has impacted us so much that so many people feel so isolated even now, and who knows what's going to happen next, even by the time this podcast comes out. But I hear a lot how much, you know, it's nice to have that meeting to go to every week where you bring your hot cocoa or your cider or your lemonade in the summer, whatever it is, and meet up with your buddies and do this together as a team, like we used to do with our scrapbooking, or if you're in a Bible study or a knitting group or a quilting club or whatever. So that social aspect is something that you could never put a price on that people really value. Anything else you wanted to add about what comes with the actual $97 purchase?
No, but I would say it's as much the community and the like-minded members that you're with more so than it is the actual system that you're purchasing.
And the expertise of the certified organizers who are leading the Sunday Basket Club. I mean, you would pay who knows how much per hour for that. So awesome. Yeah. How long does it take to know if this system will work for me?
So I like this question because it's not instantaneous, but it's not terribly long. Now, for some people, they will set up the Sunday basket and within 2 weeks, they'll be like, I get it. I understand what I'm doing. For the majority of people, I like to say it's going to take 6 weeks. And the reason why I say 6 weeks is because, let's be honest, there's going to be a week in there where you totally skip it. There's going to be a week in there where you kind of do it, but you kind of didn't do it because you didn't have the time and it's not a habit yet. And it takes some time for you to change your habit of trying to put everything in your phone or trying to remember everything digitally. You'll usually be in like week 4 or 5 because we tell you to write everything down, literally write it down, drop it in the basket, write it down, drop it in the basket. And for the first couple of weeks, you're going to say, oh, that's not a big enough thing to write down. Or I can't believe I'm writing down something so simple, or I should just do it right now instead of waiting until Sunday. So learning the habit of not responding to your thoughts as commands is huge. Like, just because you think it doesn't mean you have to do it. Every time you have a thought, I want you to write it down, which takes the emotion out of the thought, and then look at the thought you just wrote down, which is, I need milk, I need to schedule a haircut, the dog needs to have his flea and tick medicine, and then say to yourself, can this wait until Sunday? And the real trick is, if it can wait until Sunday, it must wait until Sunday. Doesn't matter. If you literally have nothing to do that night, I don't want you to do that action right away if it can wait until Sunday. Because you already had a plan that night. Maybe you're going to read a book and take a bath. And now you realize, oh, the dog needs the flea and tick medicine, but they don't need it today. They actually, like, you have until Sunday to give it. I want you to wait until Sunday, because what you're doing is you are moving from living in a reactive mode to a proactive mode. And that change is not easy to do. And it's so easy to react, to just, oh, I'll just do this now. I'll just do this now. And then I don't have to put it on a to-do list. You're trying not to write it down because you don't want to have more to-dos later. And so you're always trying to keep ahead. And my question to you is, have you ever not had a to-do list? Right. Never. And so since the to-do list isn't going away, that isn't the answer. Getting better at doing your to-do list is not the answer. The answer is, if even it comes from your brain or someone in your family or someone at work or a text message on your phone, if it can wait until Sunday, it must wait until Sunday. And it takes your brain at least a month to trust yourself. Like, when you start to write these down, your brain is going to go, no, 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 make a haircut appointment, make a haircut. I can see your roots right now. Make a haircut appointment. Because in the past, you would write this on a to-do list and you would forget, or you'd put it in an app and it wouldn't get done. And then you'd be like, darn it, I got to wait too long and I'm going to a wedding or whatever it is. And so your brain does not trust that you're actually going to come back to its thought. So it's going to keep pestering you with it. It takes about 6 weeks for your brain to go, oh, she writes it down. She puts it in that box. She goes through on Sunday. And if I tell her again, she's going to write it down, go in the box. It's very, very often in weeks 4, 5, and 6 where you'll get to your Sunday basket and you've written down 4 times that you need a haircut. That's okay. Doesn't matter. You need to get used to your brain telling you something, writing it down, emptying your brain for higher level thoughts. And those usually start coming in weeks 7 and 8.
That's awesome. And I would like to emphasize that there is a broad spectrum as far as, you know, answering that question. Like you said, some people like you would get everything, do everything, digest in 1 day, be at the top in 2 weeks. And there are people in that category. And there are some that have gone through and collected all the paper in their house and they have 3 laundry baskets full. And that is going to take a little bit longer. And so when I heard you just describing the process of being patient with yourself and the changing of your mind and your mindset, I think that's the key, you know, being patient with yourself as you adapt this system, depending on how much paper you have in your home. Some people don't have very much and some people have a ton. So, you know, being patient with yourself is key with that. Is there something else you wanted to share on that topic?
Yeah, it's a system, but the system is really creating a lifelong habit. The habit is what we're really trying to establish. I have just created a very tangible, physical way for you to create a habit that will support a proactive life. And I think that's a lot of what Organize 360 does, because 365 does this, because I am a teacher, a preschool and a middle school math teacher. Like, I am used to thinking about how do you, here's the outcome we want. What is the process to get to that? And often it is a physical box, a physical slash pocket. It's a physical organization, is a very physical, tactical activity that leads you to a more digital, productive future. You can't go from disorganized to a digital organized future. You need this transition piece where you make everything physical so you can look at it, organize it, and then create a productive habit that goes forward.
Absolutely. I mean, if you compare it to like Weight Watchers, you know, if you join, I've never done it, but I've counted the points. So I made my own Weight Watchers basket. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you join Weight Watchers, I think you get a booklet, you can get meals, you have weekly meetings. There is no magic wand that if you joined Weight Watchers or you lost 20 pounds in 2 weeks, it's not a thing. You have to put the work in, but it's that, you know, that system that gives you the tools that you need in order to lose weight. I think that would be a good comparison here to, you know, having a goal that you want to change your habits and then giving you everything you need to do that if you put the work in.
Yeah, definitely.
So we talked a little bit in one of the questions previously about what if Sunday at 5 o'clock doesn't work for me? I get this question all the time. And partly I think, you know, just to interject really quickly, a lot of times when I call and people say, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're calling me. I'm like, yeah, how's your Sunday basket going? They're like, oh, not good. You know, like they just got a call from the principal and then I feel bad. I'm like, no, I'm just calling to help. I'm not calling to criticize.
Yeah.
But in a lot of those cases, the reason is because they say, you know what, Sunday at 5 doesn't work for me. And so I'm trying to make it work. And so what if Sunday at 5 doesn't work for them for the Sunday Basket Club with everyone else? What do we do?
Yeah. So we get that question a lot because that's when the Sunday Basket Club is live. Before we had a Sunday Basket Club, I got the same question. I don't do Sunday because that's family day. That's church day. That's our day of rest. I 100% understand that. For me, when I first created the program 20 years ago, Sunday afternoon was the time when I, as a stay-at-home mom, was least needed by my spouse and my kids. And it was like, I could really do anything I wanted on Sunday afternoon. Everybody had had enough of me on Saturday and Sunday morning, and I kind of had this free time. So it was the natural best time for me. What is that natural best time for you? It might be, I know some people do it Monday morning, Tuesday night, Friday after work, Saturday morning. Like, it does not matter. What matters is you pick a day and you pick a consistent time, and that you do it on a different day and time as an exception, not the rule. Because if you don't have a time and a day every single week that you do it, then every week you have to think about, when am I going to do my Sunday basket time? And you'll have too many other decisions to make. And that one is just, it's going to feel like a really big and hard decision. So I just want you to make a rule for yourself. Like, I do it Saturday morning at 10 with coffee and whatever on in the background, or I do it Monday morning after the kids get off to school because I am a primary stay-at-home parent. And this is the time when I make my grocery list. Like, what is the natural time where you would do these kinds of things anyway? And these kinds of things would be planning your grocery list, going through your bills, looking at your calendar, planning out your calendar. You may not have a regular time to do this. And that's why when you stack all of these activities that you might do here and there all throughout the week, that's where you get to the almost 90 minutes, sometimes more, sometimes less, that it takes to do this each week. But just find a day and a time. Again, the certified Sunday basket organizers have other Sunday basket clubs that you can go to. They're just not part of the, as a paid part of the system. You would have to pay to go to their clubs that are at different times. This is just the one that works best inside of the Organized 365 system. And of course, you can watch it on replay.
Absolutely. And I emphasize that a lot, you know, again, back to the social aspect. Just because you're doing it on Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. doesn't mean you can't have that replay in the background to feel like you still are doing it with a team and not by yourself. So you can always watch the replay anytime. Okay, so then let's go back to, some people have a little bit of paper, some people have a lot of paper. So I have a Sunday basket, but I don't have enough to do it every week.
Okay, what now about we're talking, me? Yeah, we're talking to people, you're doing a Sunday basket, maybe you've been doing it 6 months or a year, and you're like, you know, I used to do it every week, but now I'm going to let you know, I only do it like twice a month, or I find that the first 2 weeks of the month I need to do it, and the end of the month, I really don't have to do it at all. So I am the same way. First of all, if you've been doing it for a long time and you know that it works, do it less frequently, but don't stop doing it. When you stop doing it entirely, and all of a sudden you just feel a little bit more stressed and a little bit more anxious, try doing the Sunday basket again and see what happens. Usually that goes away. Also, there are 3 months of the year that I would suggest you do it every single week. And those months would be the last 6 weeks of the year, actually, the week before Thanksgiving, all the way through January 1st, the month of May, and maybe the first 2 weeks of June, and the entire month of August and the first week of September. Those are your 3 busiest, most chaotic months of the year. If you have all your bills on auto pay, it's you and your dog, and you know, you're in a career that you've been in for 20 years, and you've got all of your, a routine for your cleaning. You just don't have a lot of unexpected things that pop up in your life. Your Sunday basket is pretty empty most of the time. You could do it a couple of times a month and then really do it every week during those periods, and you will be just fine.
Awesome. What about the opposite problem? I do the Sunday basket, but I can't get through the whole week without going to the Sunday basket again. There's too much going on that I can't wait till Sunday.
Yeah.
Can you do it twice in a week?
This is definitely more the norm, I think, especially in your first couple of years of finding and doing the organized 365 systems as you are in a transition period in your life, or if this is the first time you're learning the skills of organization that lead to productivity, this happens a lot. So I will go through my Sunday basket on Sunday. And when I plan out my week, I usually plan it out through Thursday. I usually cannot even plan out Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's just a little bit too far for my brain to go. So I try to get as much as I can done on Monday and Tuesday, and just knowing I'll hit it again next Sunday. I'll hit it again next Sunday. So number one, you can do the same thing. Plan out, you know, your Monday through Thursday. And then by the time you get to Thursday, just keep asking yourself, can this wait until Sunday? Can it wait until Sunday? If it can't, do it right away. If it can, just keep putting it in the Sunday basket. You may also want to do your Sunday basket twice. And so what this would look like is you have one time a week where you go through everything, open all the mail, go through all the notes, go through all of the slash buckets. And the second time during the week, let's say it's Thursday night, you go through everything you've tossed in the Sunday basket, look at everything to make sure it can all wait until Sunday, or pull a couple more things out that you could do over the weekend before you get to Sunday. But you don't need to go through all of the 2.0 slash buckets or redo all of your bill pay or any of that, unless you are, you know, at the point where you're paying your bills every 3 to 4 days. Some things can happen weekly, but you clear out everything that's getting tossed in that Sunday basket midweek.
Ooh, that's going to free some people. We have a lot of perfectionists. I'll just say that.
Yes, we do.
So speaking of that, we also have a lot of people who, especially in August, maybe prior to that, maybe since then, have purchased the Sunday basket and the 100 days on the same day or within 2 weeks or within that same month. And they're like, okay, I bought them both. Now I'm like, do I do this first or do I do that first? Can I do them at the same time? Which is more important? I know the Sunday basket is supposed to be first. So if I purchased both the Sunday basket and I've already purchased the 100 days, which is no longer available as a standalone, can you do them both at the same time? And how would you do it? I have the way that I've been recommending, but I'd be curious to hear what you have to say.
Let's go with you first. How would you, because I have like 3 different options. I'm going to give you guys a lot of different ways to do this. So which one would you say, Emily?
So what I've been telling people is pick one day. It doesn't have to be Sunday because people get hung up on that a lot. Pick your day for Sunday basket, whether it's Sunday, Tuesday, Friday, whatever it is. That day you're focused on the Sunday basket and that's your organizing time. Otherwise, the rest of the week, whether you do, and we're going to get into this, I think, in a further podcast, whether you do your 100 days, 15 minutes a day, or you do it 3 hours on Saturday or whatever. But if you do it 15 minutes a day, or you do it every day of the week, then do your organized 365 tasks all of those days of the week, except the day that you do the Sunday basket. And then you're still keeping up relatively with the program, but you're also carving out that time for the Sunday basket. And that way you can make progress in your first round of the 100 days, or for other people, whatever round you're in, if you just purchased a Sunday basket, and then also get that habit going, you know, within about 6 weeks to get that Sunday basket going. That's what I've been telling people.
Yeah, I love that. That sounds great. I think what I want to say before I give you more actionable, practical ways you can do this is really to reframe your sense of time. So Bill Gates says that we overestimate what we can do in 1 year of business and we underestimate what we can do in 10 years. And about to celebrate my 10th anniversary for Organize 365, I 100% had no idea this is the business that I would have 10 years ago when I'm crying on the way home from work, ready to quit my job and had no money and overweight and all these things. So I've kind of modified that quote for myself. And I say to you, most people underestimate what taking a full 365 days to focus on getting organized will do to transform the next 10 years of your life. Take a deep breath. You're going to want the Sunday basket and the complete all-access home organization program. That's why we're not selling the 100 days a la carte anymore. You need all of the pieces of the puzzle to get your life organized and productive at home. And if you just buy things a la carte and here and there, you will get organization here and there, but you won't get the complete feeling of, it may not all be done and it's never all going to be perfect, but I have everything that I need, all the resources for the course material with me. So if the spirit moves me and I want to make a binder, I've got what I need and I can follow my energy versus trying to get this done and then this done and then this done. So I say to you, congratulations, you have everything you need to get your whole home organized. If that takes you 3 weeks or 3 years, I don't care. And you shouldn't care either. You are on a journey of moving from reactivity to proactivity, from disorganization to productivity. And it is going to have ups and downs. It's not a linear path, but you have everything that you need. So what do you want to do? And I know you want to do it all immediately, but what is the biggest pain point that you have right now? Like right now, today, if you're listening to this real time, it's October 29th, okay? Normally, people are getting ready for the holidays. They're organizing the living areas of the house. They might be getting the Sunday basket ready. But you personally might be having some kind of a financial event that is coming that means that you have to get all of your financial ducks in a row. It could be an estate that you're going to be working on, your parents' finances, you might be getting divorced, you might be buying a new house. I don't know what it is, but for whatever reason, you're being asked a lot of questions about the assets that you have and you don't know. And you feel really like I have these things you're asking me for. I don't know where they are. I should know where they are. They're really, really important. And I would say to you, you should be making a financial binder right now. Like, don't do either of those other things. It is, what is the most pressing need that you have? And what do you want to do? Because if you want to do it, you'll give me 2 hours today instead of 15 minutes I have to give because it's my 15 minutes of organizing. Like, you'll be like, I don't want to stop doing this because I'm really excited about organizing this specific thing. So don't get too hung up on what day we're in the 100-day program, how long it's been since you've had the Sunday basket in the box. Trust me, you're going to want to open it up at some point in this journey if you just keep listening to the podcast and stay engaged in our communities.
Agreed. I agree. I will say your followers are so dedicated and loyal and dutiful students, and they want to do it just the way it's supposed to be done.
Yes.
When it's supposed to be done, for the amount of time it's supposed to be done, because they want to get the result that they think that they're going to get if they do it just exactly right. And I can't emphasize enough how much I say, make it work for you. You know, if for the 100 days you want to start in your garage because it's driving you bat crazy, do it, you know, start in the garage and come back to the kitchen. You know, you don't have, you know, you don't have to go at exactly the way everyone else is going. Make it work for you. You've invested this money, you're investing this time. Make sure that it makes sense for you and what your goals are. So I can't emphasize that enough. I totally agree. Okay. This one I get quite often. Also, I'm drowning in paper piles. I don't ever see the way out of this. There is no light at the end of the tunnel. What if I don't have the time to put in order to get my 5 hours a week back? Is there a way to start smaller on the Sunday basket concept?
So basically what you're saying is I am running at full throttle. I have no more energy in the tank. I'm only sleeping 5 hours. I'm working two jobs. My parents need, like, you literally have no time. Like, you have no time. You have negative time. You're exhausted. And you're like, how can I how can I start the Sunday basket if that's going to take 90 minutes, which is going to take longer than that because I have to gather everything and then I've got to learn it. And I just don't have that kind of time. And so the 5 hours Emily's referring to is we have not been able to prove this in research because our research study got blown up by the coronavirus. But we know, and you have told us that we are anecdotally correct, that you save 5 hours every week once you establish the Sunday basket habit, which I told you takes on average 6 weeks. So about 6 weeks from now, once you get through all of this, you will start living a more proactive life, less reactive, and you'll save yourself time during the week because instead of trying to get things done, instead of putting them on a to-do list or realizing after that you're at the grocery store that you forgot the whatever that you needed, the recipe, so you don't know exactly what you're buying when you're there, so you have to go back to the store. All of that kind of stuff eats up your time. And so the Sunday basket moves you into proactive anticipation and thinking about what you'll need so that everything you do is more effective and faster, and it saves you about 5 hours a week. What do you do if you don't have the time to get organized? And I will just tell you two things. Number one, you're already doing it because you're listening to the podcast. And when you listen to the podcast, and I've said this before, and people love when I repeat it because then they feel like they're doing the right thing, and you are. If you're listening for the podcast for 9 to 18 months before you do anything with Organized 365 products, you're probably doing it right. Because I think so differently than everyone else that I've ever met. The way I observe time is so concrete and different than everyone else. You are already mentally becoming a very organized person. You are becoming a proactive person. You are thinking this way anyway. And so you're already starting to save yourself time by listening to the podcast. And then the second thing I will say, which you won't like this answer as much as the first one, is that there is not a smaller way to get started other than the Sunday basket. You're going, in order to pivot from living reactively to proactively, you need a system to do that. And the Sunday basket is the system. It can rarely be done without the taking of time and focusing your time and priorities on the Sunday basket. So I would say to you, I agree with you. You don't have time. I'm not going to argue with that. I would say, how can you find a whole day or two half days in the next whatever month or whatever it is? Is there a holiday coming up? Like we have Thanksgiving. Most people are off the Friday after Thanksgiving. You're like, I'm in medical, I'm in retail, I don't have it, whatever. Someday where you could pretend you're sick and you're not sick. I'm not saying don't go into work, but I'm saying like you would normally do all the laundry and do all the dishes and do everything at home. And instead you're going to order a pizza and you're going to eat a smoothie and you're going to pretend that you're not going to do any cleaning the entire week. Everything will still be here a week from now. And you're just going to do the Sunday basket so that you can move from this reactive to proactive. There's no other way to do it than to stop and turn the ship 180 degrees. Like if a ship is going in one direction and it has to go the opposite direction, it has to stop and turn all the way around and go the other direction. It can't just spin. And you can't either. You have to have at least a period of time where you can stop and turn your life to proactive and then run again.
And maybe it isn't right now. And that's okay too. Maybe it's next year at this time. You know, just give yourself grace and know that when that time comes for you and you have that golden window, you can avail yourself of it. And if you don't have that, you don't have it. And that's just the facts. I think that's important to mention too. So back to the Weight Watchers example. Like I said, I've never done Weight Watchers, but I think that you pay every month for that. And when you stop paying every month, then you stop reaping the benefits of that. So as you mentioned in the beginning of this podcast, all of our products and programs are lifetime access. So talk to me about that. I can't tell you how many times people say, you know, I love, and it's so to credit to our following that they always say, I'm not doing it, but it's my fault. It's my fault. You know, they automatically volunteer that it's not because there isn't enough parts of the program for them to do it, or it isn't built right, or they don't understand, or that's not their learning style. It's always, I'm not doing it, but it's my fault because, and then whatever their reason is. So a lot of times they'll say, I've purchased other programs and I haven't done them. For example, Weight Watchers or whatever the case may be. I've purchased XYZ before and I didn't do it. I don't trust myself to do this. Convince me that I will.
Yeah. I I think that I do a lot of things in Organize 365, and I'm pretty transparent about it just because I want other business owners to feel okay to do the same things. I've talked to some other people who are creating programs, and there is, if you don't know, there's a whole bunch of courses you can take as a digital marketer or somebody who sells online like I do. And there are these formulas of how you do these open cart, closed carts, launches, bonuses, all these things. And they have never set well with me personally. When I'm sold to that way, and it for sure is not the experience that I wanted to create inside of my company. And so I really thought through that because I know I've left a lot of money on the table as far as not following the most common online practices. Case in point, all of you people who signed up for the 100-day program at the end of September, in the last 6 hours, that you've been thinking about it for years. And you're like, well, yeah, it was finally a deadline, so I went ahead and did it. So I think maybe I do you a disservice by not having these hard deadlines sometimes, or saying that it's going away or the price is going up. But also, I just sleep really, really well at night knowing that I am selling and delivering with my team a transformational experience that I know is going to work and will be available for you as you go through life. And I know that your financial situation will change. I know that the emotional and physical demands on you over time will change. And sometimes what seemed like a really great purchase 2 weeks later seems like, oh my gosh, what did I do? Or you're halfway through it and you're really trucking along, and then all of a sudden, some big calamity in your personal life happens and you are derailed through no fault of your own or mine. And I just feel really, really good that we are here for you when you are ready. And we are here for you as you step on and off of the train track. Like when you're on the train, we're humming along. When you step off at a stop to do whatever you need to do in life and you get back on the train, we're like, hey, welcome back. And we just keep going. And when you have the time and it works in your schedule and you have the energy and this is in your prioritization, you feel like you've walked into that bar and cheers and everybody's like, Norm, like you're back. Right. Like there's never like, where have you been? Or why didn't you get it done? Or, well, there's another, you know, money that got taken off of your card and you didn't keep up with what you said you were going to do. I just feel like it's just the way I want to run my company, but it's not free. I mean, the podcast is free. There's so much free content Organize 365 has. You can get very far on your organization journey or as far as you want to get without making any purchases. I know that. But I think when you make a purchase and you do jump into some of these memberships that we have, it takes it to the next level. It tells your brain that you're serious. And the membership in some of these groups makes you feel like there's a woo-woo aspect to this. Like, you know, if you want to be someone who works out, you own workout clothes. Right. I happen to walk on my treadmill and dance go shoes because I'm unusual, but also I don't work out very often. So you could see I don't join a gym. I don't have a gym membership. When you're in the Sunday Basket Club, like you're a club member, like you're a person who does the Sunday Basket. You're a person who plans their week. Doesn't mean you plan it every single week or for the rest of your life. No, but you have that membership. You're that kind of a person who would have a membership in a club that focuses on prioritizing what they want to do in their home every week. And that really changes your mindset as well.
I agree. And I will say during this sprint to, you know, help people decide, because there were so many people who were like, I don't know if I want to join the 100 days in the fall or in January. And I was like, well, just so you know, you can't join in January. So it's now or never. you know, and they'd be like, well, but gosh, you know, I'm in school until November. I can't start it till then. I'm like, that's okay. You can still join now and avail yourself of it in November and December before the first of the year. Or you might not be able to do it till January, but if you do 2 days in the fall, that's 2 days more than you would have done if you didn't purchase it now. So that lifetime access and the mentality of some progress is better than no progress, yeah, starting now, as opposed to at this nebulous time in the future that might never arrive if you don't pull the trigger. You know, I have that conversation a lot of just, if you feel like you're going to join eventually, join now so that you can start making little teeny tiny millimeter progress, you know, along the way until you get to that point in your life where you can make more, you know, a yard at a time or a foot at a time, whatever it is. So, you know, again, not pressuring. I'm not a pressure salesperson either. And I have that conversation often also of, Emily, I bought it and it's sitting on my steps. And I'm like, gosh, that breaks my heart. That breaks me and Lisa's heart wide open. When we did scrapbooking and someone would buy all the tools and not make any scrapbooks, it's, we didn't want your money. You know, we want you to have those memories to last a lifetime. We want you to do something with what you've purchased and that transformation. So we don't want your money unless you think eventually you're going to do something with that, whether that's small steps now and big steps later, or you're ready to make those big steps now. I just want to emphasize that. So if you're ready and you think you're going to join eventually anyway, join now.
You know, one other thing I want to say about this, which may sound crazy, but I would totally do it. Like as a person, I like the Sunday basket system, but you know, I could see if you don't even do the physical Sunday basket, buying the Sunday basket program, or I'm thinking when we're going to talk in the next podcast about the All Access Home Organization program, the information inside of the videos or just watching the inside of those communities and getting your question answered is just as valuable as actually having the physical Sunday basket up there. Like, just look at it as a course. You're going to take it, you're going to watch the videos, and now you understand better how to implement. You may have a great Sunday planning routine. How can you optimize it? Well, there are a few things from this system you might want to add into the one that you're already doing.
And we have a lot of people who start small and then continue to incrementally make their Sunday basket time bigger. So they put the basket together the first week, and the second week they do 1.0 for 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then they watch the 2.0 and add that on when they feel like they're ready. So make it work for you.
Yeah.
And then also, so this is the step one, push the button if you want to get your paper organized, but does it organize all of my papers?
No. So the Sunday basket is only for your kitchen counter actionable to-do related papers. And I know when we have you get ready for that, we have you go and collect all of your papers that are loose, not your file cabinet papers, but all your papers that are loose around your house. Because often when you start your Sunday basket, you'll find that there are actionable papers in your car, in your laundry room, on your bedstand, like they're all over the place. But often some of those things are not actionable. Like they're a manual from an appliance that you bought 6 months ago, or they're a child's report card, or they are some kind of memorabilia or a financial paper that is just a reference paper. And so you'll end up with this basket of papers that isn't in your filing cabinet and it doesn't go in your Sunday basket. And where do those go? Those go in our binders, which are for archival paper, which is part of what we're going to talk about in the next podcast included in the All Access Home Organization program.
Awesome. Yeah. I just wanted to make that point because I have that conversation, not very often, but sometimes people will say, yeah, I got my Sunday basket. I did my laundry baskets. Am I also supposed to be emptying my filing cabinet? No. One thing at a time. One thing at a time. Okay. So let's say these people have listened to the podcast and they're ready. They're convinced. They think that they want to try it, but they want to try it before they buy it. What should they do then? They're almost ready. They're standing there on the precipice.
You guys are really a hard sell.
We have some.
So I'm all for that. Like, what's that process going to be like? Like how, what is this going to look like? We have a whole free 7-day mini course that you can take. Now, this is going to be delivered to you by email. So every day in the email, we're going to ask you some of these questions and you can find out and sign up for free by going to organize365.com/mini course with no spaces, MINICOURSE. Did I spell it right? Okay, thanks. Emily's like mouthing it to me. I'm so bad at spelling. So organize365.com/mini course, and we'll have those in the show notes and in the newsletter that's coming out this week.
Awesome. That's all I can think of, except for the oddball conversations that I have that are unique. Those are mainly what people are asking about the Sunday basket. And I really hope that's helpful to have had all this, you know, documented in our conversation on the podcast.
Yeah. And I mentioned that, you know, we were talking about what we're reorganizing and deleting, and you may be like, I didn't hear any changes whatsoever. Well, yeah, there are no changes whatsoever to the Sunday Basket Club, other than we're moving from Facebook into the app by sometime end of November, beginning of December. Next week, though, Emily is going to be back, and we are going to talk about how we have reorganized just a little bit the All Access Home Organization Program, and also a couple of additional new bonuses that are coming in addition to the app. We have two more big bonuses that we're adding again. All treats, no tricks. We're not raising the price. We're just adding even more value that's really going to help you put a plan in place to get your whole home organized in 365 days without losing momentum as you go through the journey. So stay tuned for that next week.
See you then.